Any truth to the rumor you moved into one of those tiny houses?
Well, there's always a kernel of truth in everything, Greg. I have been inside of the tiny home as I walked around the tiny home. But no, I don't have residency there. It's actually down the road at Wickwire House. where I'm at. So.
How did that all come about, Dean?
The tiny homes were actually a desire by all of us here at the college to recognize that we've got a very diverse student body. And we recognize that for some students, it's particularly hard to be able to pick up classes and really make serious progress on the completion of a degree. And one of those demographics are single parents, even single mothers, single dads, or even young married couples with children. It's just very difficult. And we have found through our research that many times the students just don't have enough income. I mean, financial aid only goes so far. And that covers for, you know, books, tuition fees, materials, things like that. But it doesn't cover the cost of living. And so many of our students can only afford to go to college part-time. And they work full-time, maybe two or three different jobs to be able to keep the money coming in. Our thought was, is there something that we could do on campus? And we became aware of the tiny home movement, container homes, you know, the old shipping containers. And
sure.
Those kinds of things. So we did some research around that, and we thought, well, what we've got all these services here. What if we brought students on campus? We provided housing for them. We've got child care. We've got mental health services. We've got medical clinics here. We can provide them with a job. We've got food here on campus. I mean, everything they need is right here. And so we said, let's provide incentives for students to be able to do this. So we'll provide them a very competitive cost per month for living in these tiny homes, very nice facilities, enough bedrooms for their kids. And they have child care support. They get some money in their pocket through a campus-based job. And they go to college full-time. And our goal is to get them out in 2 years. And if they want, we'll help them get a job afterwards.